Lots of questions, few answers, and no decisions were made as CMS board members grappled with student assignment proposals and the fates of eight struggling pre-K through eight schools. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
CMS school officials hope to have specific recommendations on homeschool student assignment in place before the end of next month. But there is no consensus on how to get there and how much to weigh diversity, distance, and overcrowding in a plan. School board chair Mary McCray says she thinks at this point one of the board's goals is getting lost.
If we're not doing anything to break up the concentrations of poverty, then what are we doing? And I don't think we have a good grasp of what we need to be doing.
School Superintendent Ann Clark pressed board members to make a decision quickly on whether to make changes to eight low-income, low-performing pre-K through eight schools on the city's west side. Several elementary and middle schools were merged into K through eight schools in 2011, partly as a way to save money. Many parents oppose this. Board members are considering changing them because students are still struggling academically. There were presented plans to either keep them as they are, change them back to elementary and middle schools, or a mixture of the two. Board member Eric Davis.
The question for me is, in which of these configurations gives us the greatest chance of improving our students' outcomes? Because we all agree we've got to do better. We've got to improve these. We can't just keep doing what we're doing now.
A public hearing on the pre-K through 8 schools will be held next Thursday. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.